Noticing that yesterday it was 100 degrees in Galveston. That is the first time it has been 100 degrees in Galveston forever. Ever since they've been keeping records, that yesterday was the first day it had been 100 degrees in Galveston in the month of June. So, just some little, interesting thing. U.S. Post Office, the Postal Service, they're cutting back. You know, they're trying to make cutbacks. And the New York Post says that in the case of Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, the post office will now be open from 10:15 in the morning until 10:45.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes. See, they won't let them close the post office, even though there's 563 people who live there. And again, how stupid is it that a town that has 563 people has a post office? But since Congress won't let them close the post office, they're just going to have it open for 30 minutes. So, there you go.
And again, you'd be happy with your 30 minutes.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. And I deal with these people a little bit. And I like this postmaster. He's going, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to run this like the government. Okay, that would be stupid. Trying to be a business here. You want us to run it like a government. So we'll be open. And as you say, you don't like 30 minutes, let's go to 15. See how you like that, huh?
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. I sure hope nobody needs something, certified or something
that.
And you're at the back of the line.
Dang straight.
We got time for one customer
morning. One more. That's all.
You're the lucky one.
That's right. So good fences typically make good neighbors, says that old saying.
Says it.
Yep.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah. But a number of homeowners scrapping the dividing fences in order to build shared backyards and gardens with the folks next door. Converts say that they like the idea because communal spaces offer more room to entertain guests and plant an edible harvest. One Brooklyn resident tells the Wall Street Journal that when the fences are up, you tend to hide in your garden from other people. That is no longer possible here. He now shares an expansive woodland yard with two other brownstone owners. But communal spaces aren't without risks. Real estate agents note that can be a legal nightmare because you could end up having disputes when somebody sells their property. But in the meantime, they're enjoying the larger open spaces of no backyard fences. Hello.
Yeah, well, you're talking about small towns and post offices. What about Mumford and Curtin?
I don't care where it is. You know, at some point, it gets to be not worthwhile to have that thing open, have that building, have that employee. I mean, I understand it makes it inconvenient, but, times change.
Speaking of which, I have a question.
We'll have an answer.
Well, I feel that our listeners will, and if not, I know someone that Scott knows will probably have an answer, because he mentioned Mumford in it. Yeah, I thought about this a couple of weeks ago when Brian and Consall were playing in Mumford in baseball. You drive out Mumford Way, and at the corner of FM 50 and pretty sure it's FM 1688, which is the Lake Bryan Road, there is basically the leftover vestiges, if you will, or the vestiges of an old community right there.
Mm.
And there's a two-story building that obviously looks like an old general store or some variety. And I'm just curious, was that just an old cotton farming community that dried up, or what was
that
it?
I don't know that much about northern Brazos County, but you're right. Somebody's out there who does know. My knowledge would be more towards central and southern county, but I don't know. But somebody would know about that. And yeah, call us and let us know.
It's obvious at that T intersection where 1688 T's into 50 that used to be a community right there.
Sure.
So I'm just curious what folks might know.
We'll by golly find out.
I'll bet we have a listener.
If not today, but we will find out. Now, you had that story about they're having trouble finding truckers, which is an offshoot of what we had yesterday.
That's a requirement when you mention truckers.
Chase does truck noises.
The Wall Street Journal was talking about how people who graduate from law school probably not going to find a job for at least 6 to 8 months.
So,
but there's a shortage of truckers out there.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying
I could drive a truck.
No. Just yeah. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
The community Chase is referring to is that was steel stores, what they call that.
Oh, all right. That's the old steel store right there, huh? Okay, very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
There.
Gee. See? Gee, it took a long time for somebody to come
over. Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah.
He had to find his phone. It was on the seat. He had to bring it over here. Then he had to remember what number to dial. So, yeah, took him a long time. So, it's good. Thank you for letting us know. But, no, the whole concept of trucking, and you know, again, there's a whole lot of reasons that I don't like ethanol. And one of them is because you have to truck it. You can't use pipelines. So that took some truck drivers out of the market. Now, they may be returning as ethanol usage goes down, but still, it is a finite number. And I know that the trucks have always been full of guys who look just like Burt Reynolds. I love that they used him
sure.
as this.
Oh, sure. But yet he plays Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't find Eastbound and Down, so that's close enough. But you know, those folks who grew up in that part of the trucking industry obviously are getting older. They're not doing that anymore. Maybe there are people who don't want to be out on the road and do that kind of thing. Obviously, distance truckers are gone for a long time from their family or from their surroundings that they're comfortable with. And so I'm sure there's some things that have to do with lifestyle that doesn't make it nearly as alluring as it might have been before. But, I mean, it is something that's got to be done. We got to get stuff from here to there. And, you know, I know that certainly the railroads have done everything they can to try to start putting those trailers piggyback on railroad cars. And that whole kind of infrastructure is pretty neat the way it's working. But you still got to have them to get from door to door.
I have no idea. How long is the process of getting a license, of the training and getting a license?
Well, you know, Tom, I thought you watched afternoon television. You'd be able to see transcontinental truckers right there.
I didn't know. Does it take like 6 weeks? Or, I mean, how long is the training for you to get, you know, whatever kind of commercial license need?
We've probably got a listener who knows something about that, too. Hello.
Well, we just need another CB craze like we had back in the 70s.
You know, you are so right.
That's right.
Golly, I just love that.
I did, too.
Man. Breaker 19, good buddy. Yeah, you got your ears on.
I was Turby Talk. That was my handle.
I was.
Yeah. What was your handle, Scott?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
Somebody asked me the other day what my handle would be if, you know, if on a CB. And
yeah. Well, yeah.
My response is, well, I don't know.
my handle was.
Oh, God. Oh, waiting for it. Go for it. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Because I used to need it because I had to commute to work on the interstate, you know.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch for Smokey out there.
Yeah,
you
know? Smokey. Yeah, that's right.
On bubblegum
on the old super slab. Right. Yeah.
On the super slab.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I know you boys are getting old, but if you remember, Jerry Reed drove the truck. Burt Reynolds drove the Firebird.
Exactly.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Yeah, I know we are getting old. You're right. Hello. And Jackie Gleason was the sheriff.
Was the sheriff.
Right. Hello.
Eddie.
Hi, how you doing? Okay, never mind.
Put the evidence in the car, Junior.
I think I may have seen maybe one of those, but it's, you know, Jackie Gleason, he was just great.
Remind me when we get home to punch your mama in the mouth.
So a YouTube doomsday prophet has been found guilty of tax evasion, in part because the jury didn't buy his excuse that he didn't pay because he thought the world was coming to an end.
Oh.
It didn't work, huh? So, because, hey, after all, he had predicted it. Evidence showed that all the time that Ronald Wineland, do you know who this guy is, Ronald Wineland?
No.
Okay. Was routinely posting doomsday sermons on YouTube, he was funneling funds from his Ohio-based church into secret Swiss accounts. Apparently, he believed the Swiss banking system would survive, even though the rest of the earth would be gone. Right?
And note to self, according to Brother Ronald, let's see, Swiss bank accounts are, the Swiss banking system is somehow apocalypse-proof?
Yep, I think that's probably right. His lawyers argued that he only put the money in the Swiss accounts because he believed that the world was in its final days. But the prophet himself stumbled under cross-examination as he attempted to explain why he had deducted expenses like the stay at the Venetian and in Las Vegas and tickets to the Blue Man.
Boy, he ain't staying on the cheap, is he?
He'll be sentenced in September. He first predicted in 06 that the world would end in 08.
Yeah, didn't happen.
When the 08 didn't happen, he revised that to May 27th, 2012.
And we're still here.
Just missed it. Yeah. His latest calculation now is May 19th, 2013. So he'll probably be in the hoosegow waiting to see if that happens. But that is interesting that he would have believed that the Swiss banking system somehow would be protected from the apocalypse.
Amish Furniture for Generations has moved to their new location. That's right. Amish Furniture is now on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You'll still find all the beautiful, detailed, handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture into heirlooms. And you can still receive 10% off custom orders right now. Stop by and check out the new location of Amish Furniture for Generations, 2703 Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep, so make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
Business owners, are you ready to save money? Business owners, are you ready to save up to 30% versus the phone company? Well, I'm going to give you a number to call. It's to Suddenlink at 595-2413, 595-2413. And here's what you can do. You get to keep your same phone number. You keep the equipment that you have already purchased, and you take advantage of Suddenlink business phone service, unlimited starting as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, three-way calling, caller ID, features you may not have right now. And don't forget to ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet as well. And you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support. That's suddenlinkbusiness.com. All of that can be done. Let's find out about the special bundling prices when you call Chad Cowan at area code 979-595-2413 and see how you can save with your voicemail, which is delivered. You can get email by voicemail. You can get crystal clear connectivity. But put together your high-speed internet and your phone service. Call one number, 595-2413, for Suddenlink Business Services.
Car repair that's honest and convenient? That's a nice difference. And you're like family at Christian Brothers Automotive. Located on Highway 6 next to the Fitness Dome, Christian Brothers has a comfortable waiting area, free Wi-Fi, free shuttle, and is locally owned and operated. All makes and models welcome. Christian Brothers has only the best ASE-certified technicians. Call 979-690-5127 or online at www.christianbrotherscollegestation.com. Mention radio for $20 off your first repair and vote for us for Best of the Brazos.
Hey, Six Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW caller just mentioning how old we're getting. And you know what they say, don't complain about getting old because it's
better than the alternative.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But there's some advantages, too. While some mental capabilities diminish, others get better.
Such as?
I'm just about to tell you. The wisdom of age comes in handy in social situations. For a 2010 study, researchers at the University of Michigan, no time soon in anything, presented Dear Abby letters to 200 people and asked what advice they would give. Subjects in their 60s were better than the younger ones at imagining different points of view, thinking of multiple resolutions, and suggesting compromises. Oh, hey, man, dude, I don't know, and I don't care. But older people would, see. Turns out that managing emotions is a skill in itself, one that takes many of us decades to master. And what's even better is people over 50 tend to be happier. Yeah, or we're just not paying attention. And again, don't know how many guys, don't know how many females. Okay, that probably has something to do with it. A man in Wales used the Force and $10,000 to repair a piece of Star Wars history. New York Post says author Terry Cooper came across the original igloo-shaped home of Luke Skywalker while visiting Tunisia recently. Remember the 1977 film shot in Tunisia? And the original set pieces were just left in the desert. I mean, it was like a giant litter that was right there. Well, he spent his own cash and completely restored the Luke Skywalker home. I can tell you guys are fascinated over there.
I am.
You're speechless, aren't you?
I really. How could you tell?
Yeah. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
You were on a roll.
Oh, yeah, sure. Chase is in there trying to color within the lines. Yeah. I don't know what Tom was doing, but yeah.
So, no, I was listening.
Yeah, sure. But they did. I don't think that I knew that they'd filmed Star Wars in Tunisia, but now you know. And apparently, if you can get over there, then I know. Get Google Maps and type in Skywalker Igloo House and in Tunisia and see if it shows up.
Oh, yeah.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price Bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain Program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
About a minute and a half till on this date in history.
I love this part.
1870, Christmas was declared a federal holiday in U.S. America.
1870.
Yeah.
Till then, you had to work.
That's right. The Cyclone roller coaster opened up on Coney Island in 1927.
Oh, boy. Get on that thing.
Yeah, John F. Kennedy spoke those famous words, "I'm a jelly donut," West Berlin in 1963. Yeah. And the universal price code, that's the barcode, was scanned for the first time to sell a pack of Wrigley's Chewing Gum, Troy, Ohio, 1974.
Yeah. And Elvis Presley performed for the very last time in Indianapolis. I know that because it happened on the day my son was born.
There you go.